We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, vaccinated or not, students in the L.A. Public School District will have to undergo testing and wear masks when the fall semester starts up in August. This is under a deal reached by the teachers union and district negotiators. Let's get more live this morning from KNX 1070's John Baird.
L.A. kids will be back on campus 5 days a week for in-person instruction, but students and teachers and other staff members will still be wearing face coverings when they return this fall. They'll also be checked for COVID symptoms before they enter school campuses, and they'll be subject to coronavirus testing at least every couple of weeks. This agreement provides some clarity for teachers and students heading into next year. Cecily Meyer-Cruz is the teachers union president.
And while it has been frustrating and while folks have been anxious to say, well, what is going to happen, we now have something to hang our hat on to say this is truly a model that we can move forward.
In the spring, the students' desks had to be at least 6 feet apart, which led to smaller class sizes. But starting in the summer, the separation will be only 3 feet. And for the fall, it will all depend on the most current L.A. County public health guidelines. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So L.A. County and city-run vax sites are now offering adults who come in for a first shot or being unvaccinated, bring a friend in for a second dose. You can get a chance to win a season ticket for the Clippers, the Rams, or the Chargers.
The state's doing another $50,000 Friday drawing today, and the $1.5 million grand prize winners will be selected next week. These are just some of the incentives available in the race to get people jabbed before the economy fully reopens on Tuesday, but they don't seem to be boosting demand for shots.
We continue to see large decreases in the number of people getting their first dose.
LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says more vaccinations would give us a better chance of having a successful reopening.
When capacity limits and distancing requirements are lifted next week, there will be some very real risk for people who aren't fully vaccinated.
She says masks will be their best protection. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070.
It's a San Bernardino County Sheriff Sergeant who was shot to death at the end of a chase recently. We'll have a funeral service today. Supposed to get underway at 10 o'clock this morning at the Glen Helen Amphitheater. But you're going to see a procession before that, actually a little later this hour. That's supposed to start at 6:45. He'd been with the Sheriff's Department there in San Bernardino County for 17 years. He was killed on Memorial Day by a motorcycle rider who fired at him at the end of a chase in Yucca Valley. The rider was then ultimately killed in a shootout with other deputies. Sergeant Vaca was 43 years old, leaves behind a wife and two young children.
The search is continuing. This morning for the 24-year-old man who either fell or jumped from that tourist boat just after it left Long Beach on the way to Catalina. The president of Catalina Express, the operator of the boat, says some of the crew members actually saw the man go over the side and they tried to help.
Deckhands actually saw some of it. So when they saw him hit the water, they threw a life ring over and here we are looking for him.
And the witnesses say the guy apparently never grabbed for that life ring. The boat circled the area for a couple of hours trying to find this person. Coast Guard and other agencies also have their searches underway as well.
Federal appeals court has extended a stay of a judge's ruling ordering the city and county of L.A. to shelter thousands of homeless on Skid Row by October. The court will hear arguments from the city and county next month. One of the council members says that the issue of homelessness is not solved in the courtroom. Federal judges urged L.A., again, city and county, to reach a settlement with a group of downtown business leaders and residents behind the lawsuit.
The Times wants to make testimony public in the lawsuit filed by an LAPD officer who alleges he was sexually assaulted by a former advisor to the mayor. The Times says the order making records in the case confidential is overly broad and that there is public interest in the case. The officer was in Garcetti's security detail, claims the mayor's former deputy chief of staff, Rick Jacobs, made crude comments and touched him over a period of several years. Jacobs has called the lawsuit pure fiction, and the mayor, Garcetti, has said he never saw inappropriate behavior by Jacobs.
The Homeland Security Director apparently likes what he sees in LA's effort to prevent cyber attacks on the infrastructure and major businesses in the area.
After a quick tour with Mayor Garcetti at LA's Integrated Security Operations Center, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas praised its advanced systems which monitor and deal with potential cyber threats, but said LA's interaction with major businesses like AEG, Cedars-Sinai, and others are on the cutting edge of what large and medium-sized cities will need to do to prevent cyber hackers from using ransomware and other tools to extort money or create chaos in regions of the country.
We're only as strong as our weakest link, and this integration center, through integration, we are strengthening each and every link in that chain.
The secretary also indicated more than $77 million has already been allocated this year for hardening cities' cyber infrastructure, a down payment to help deal with what will be an ongoing threat. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So when the recall was announced against Governor Newsom, a lot of counties asked the question, how can we afford to do this election? Well, that worry is over because the California legislature now says the state will pay for all of those costs. An analysis projects that the election might cost $215 million. State leaders say they would include that in the budget that has to be enacted by the end of the month. This will also allow the state to waive a required review of the cost of the election, but it does still remain unclear when the actual recall will take place.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.